Blog Talk Radio.
Right now, can you stand to your feet?
And just enter in right now. Come on, just open up your mouths and begin to enter into his presence. I'm a living witness of what worship can do for somebody. Come on, that's it. Just open up your mouth and just love him right now. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. That's it. Come on, come on. Worship him tonight. I need some worshipers in here. That's it. Come on. I need some worshipers in here tonight. In spite of everything that I've been through, in spite of every test, of every trial, been stripped, been lied on, been cheated on, been broke, I'm still here. Come on, come on, come on. Enter in. Come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in, we enter in. Come on, I need some people who know how to worship him. We enter in, and we receive, your joy. Tonight, we enter in. Oh yeah, we enter in. We enter in. We come into your gates with thanksgiving tonight. We enter into your courts with praise, Lord. We come to bless your holy name, Lord. Come on, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on, come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Yes! Oh, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on. We enter in tonight. Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on, come on. We didn't come to play church. We didn't come here to look at nobody. We come here to bless the name of Jesus. We enter in. We enter in. Oh, we enter in. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. Christ for me, yes you did, Lord. Way back on Calvary, that's why I praise you, Lord. I'm gonna lift you up, yes I will. I magnify your name, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Look I got to praise him. A whole lot of people said I'd never make it. Judicial system wanted to put me away. Society gave up on me. Nobody trusted me. Nobody believed in me. But God held on to me. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, open up your mouth and just thank God right now, just where you are, amen. Know that God has kept you, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. If you have breath in your body, amen, and you're still here, you have a reason to shout this morning. Glory, hallelujah. Father God, we come thanking you this morning. We decree and declare Psalm 121, amen. I will lift up my eyes to the hills, from which comes my help. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, who he keeps, Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night, amen. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul, amen. The Lord shall preserve you going out and you're coming in from this time forward and forevermore. Come on and shout glory, hallelujah. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you. Let our cry come before you, O Lord. Give us an understanding according to your word. Let our supplication come before you and deliver us according to your word and those in our family. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let your hand become our help, O God, for we've chosen your precepts. Hallelujah, O God. We long for your salvation, O Lord, and your law is our delight. Let our soul live and it shall praise you. And let your judgments help us, O Lord, right now. And we just want to say thank you, Father. Oh, Lord, we come humbling ourselves under your mighty hand, O Father, that we may be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we come seeking in first your kingdom and all your righteousness. Amen. Oh, Lord, we come to worship you as your word says you desire in truth and in spirit, of God. We come giving you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad. We thank you for new grace and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family. We thank you for every beat of our heart and the breath that we take. Oh Lord, we don't take it for granted. Lord, we thank you that it's you that have done it all. It is you that sent your only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior, to save us. Lord Jesus, we thank you right now for your shed blood, your finished work on Calvary, that we're redeemed, amen, from the curse of the law of sin and death. We can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. We come to be this morning. We have surrendered all over to you, withholding nothing, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we welcome you to have your way. Saturate the atmosphere. My Lord, my God, we thank you. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, it is written in your word according to John chapter 10 that your sheep know your voice. And Heavenly Father, we are one of your sheep. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to teach us to hear your voice distinctly, clearly, according to John chapter 10. And then, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you to increase your anointing on us, to clearly hear and know your voice and not that of a stranger. Help us, oh God, to do this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Give us the ability, Heavenly Father, to hear your voice. We ask this according to John 16 and 23, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We remove any deception right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we remove any deception in our minds right now. In the mind of our children, in the mind of our spouses, amen. In the mind of those that we love and concerned about, in the mind of our church family and friends, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we will not be deceived by the enemy, amen. We will not suffer, we will not be tricked, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we will not take any substitutes, counterfeits, hallelujah, replacements thereof. We decree and declare victory right now that we are co-heirs in the kingdom of God and we receive all that God has given us, the blessing that cometh from heaven, that make it rich and add no sorrow right now. now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, do a new work in us right now. And we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word says in 1 John 1 and 9. You said if we confess our sins, you're faithful and just to forgive us for all our sins and cleanse us from all the unrighteousness. So Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you now and we receive our forgiveness. And our cleansing from all unrighteousness, spot, wrinkle, and blemish free, totally blameless, from the top of our head to the soles of our feet, and to the trinity and quantum level, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, touch our hearts and spirit, oh God, touch our soul, oh God, if there be any wicked way in us, let it be exposed and taken out the way right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we give our life as a living sacrifice right now, as a sweet savior aroma unto you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Let my will be done, oh God, as we bind our will with your will, Heavenly Father, in our minds to the mind of Christ, that the mind of Christ may arise in each of us, amen, to the full measure of Christ Jesus, the hope of glory. And we just want to say thank you, that by faith right now we receive it, amen. Oh Lord, open up the channels of our spirit. Let there be a great pouring in right now, amen. Oh Lord, we're open to you, oh God, and nothing of the enemy, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, though we live in this world, the world does not live in us. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we belong to you, oh God. We decree and declare we're seated in heavenly places right now with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We decree and declare we have the resurrection power. Because greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. We overcome, hallelujah, the works of the enemy. Amen. We resist the devil. We decree and declare he shall flee. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare that all that's in our homes are saved. Amen. We decree and declare that our house is a house of prayer. That we will serve the Lord at all times. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Let us see with new eyes, amen. Hear with new ears. Speak with a new tongue that we will speak with the boldness, the confidence, and the power of the Holy Ghost, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we declare the prayer of faithfulness anew each morning, amen. My Lord, my God, let the wicked be purged out the way. We decree and declare Isaiah 52 and 1 that we will wait and put on strength and put on our beautiful garments, and nothing unclean will come through our lives. Amen. We shake ourselves loose. Hallelujah. We shake ourselves loose from the bands of our neck. And we are redeemed with our money. Amen. Let the gospel of the kingdom be preached. Let the good tidings of peace be published. Amen. We will declare our God reigns. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let the wait forth into joy and sing together for you and our company and your people. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Make bare your holy form in the eyes of all nations, and let the ends of the earth see your salvation, O Lord. Lord, go before us and be our real reminder. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We come against every hindering spirit on the line, every unteachable spirit, every lying spirit, manipulating spirit, controlling spirit, spirit of danger, rage, resentment, bitterness. And then we come against every spirit of lust and perversion, homosexual spirit, suicide spirit, spirit of oppression, depression, and fear. We come against every spirit of hallelujah, procrastination, limitation, stagnation. We come against the spirit of guilt, shame, and condemnation. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command every spirit of pride and lack and death, every spirit of addiction, every spirit of jealousy. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against the spirit of sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, and viruses. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we come into the spirit of fear and worry, self-criticalness, self-delusion right now, and we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, any spirit that's operating us or hiding behind a curse, a generational curse, we command you to cease your works. You've been exposed and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you will fill these areas in our lives where the enemy has vacated, oh God, with our Holy Spirit to overflowing. Oh Lord, fill these temples with as much of kind of glory as possible. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, Lord, sprinkle many nations. Let them see, and those who have not heard, let them consider right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we have believed your report, and your arm is revealed unto us, and we thank you for your outstretched hand, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, you have borne our grief and carried our sorrows. You were wounded for our transgression and bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon you. And by your stripes, we decree and declare right now that we are healed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we will sing and shout for joy, for you have told us to enlarge the place of our tent and to stretch our tent curtains wide, for our descendants will dispose of nations and settle in their desolate cities. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we will not be afraid. We will not be ashamed, for the Lord is our maker, and he is the God of the whole earth. Amen. Lord, through the mountains be shaken, though they be shaken, amen, and the hills be moved. Hallelujah, your unfailing love for us will not be shaken, and your covenant of peace shall not be removed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ in my life, for you have had compassion upon us, for we are your children, and we just want to say thank you, Heavenly Father. We bless your name. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ that we are taught of the Lord and we have great peace. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We decree and declare that we are established in righteousness and tyranny will be far from us. Amen. We will have nothing to fear, for terror will be far removed and will not come near us, of those in our family and all that we love and concerned about. We thank you, Lord God, that we can decree a thing and it shall be established. We receive the everlasting covenant and receive the sure mercies of David right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare that eyes have not seen or ears heard or entered into the hearts of men the plans that you have for us, your children. We decree and declare that we go out with joy and we lay it forth with peace. Amen. The mountains and the hills break forth before us and to sing it. And all the trees of the field clap their hands. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, you have given us a place within your walls. And you have given us a name, an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you. We've come to the mountain of the Lord. And we hallelujah. And we are joyful in the house of prayer. And we offer to God the sacrifice, the praise. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah to your name, God. Lord, let our light break forth in the morning. Let our health bring forth speedily. Let our righteousness go before, Lord God. And let you, Lord God, be our rear end, God. And we just want to say thank you. Lord God, let's continually and satisfy our soul and drought up and strengthen our bones up. Let us be like a water garden and like a spring of water whose water fails not. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Lord God, we just want to say thank you that when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Amen. Lord, we receive your covenant and your Spirit upon us right now, and your words are in our mouth. Let your church arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord is arising upon us right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let the glory of the Lord be seen upon the church, and let those in darkness come to the light and see the brightness of arising. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let the sons and daughters of the nations come to Zion. Let our hearts swell with joy, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to us, and the wealth of the Gentiles shall come to Zion, which is the church. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you. Zion's gates are open continually. They are not shut day or night. That then they bring the wealth of the nation. Amen. Let the glory of Lebanon come to Zion. Let your sanctuary be beautified. And let the place of your feet be glorious. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare we are the city of the Lord, the Zion, the Holy One of Israel. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, instead of tyranny of the presence, you are put peace as your officers and righteousness as your peacemakers. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, violence shall no more be heard in our land. Amen. No devastation or destruction will be within our borders, but we will call our wild salvation and our gates praise. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Lord is our everlasting light. Our God is our glory. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. We bless your name, God. We bless your name. We thank you, Lord God, that you've given us beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise from the Spirit of heaviness, that we may be called a tree of righteousness, your planting, amen, that you may be glorified. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, instead of shame, we will receive double honor, amen. We will receive the everlasting covenant, and we are the seed that the Lord has blessed, amen. We decree in the panel today, and it shall be so, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, it is, my Lord, my God, we delight greatly in you, Father God, and our soul rejoice in our God, amen, for he has called us with garments of salvation and arrayed us in a robe of righteousness. Let righteousness and praise bring
poured before all nations. Amen. Let the nations see your righteousness and all kings your glory. Amen. Hallelujah. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ. We are a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, in the royal city. Amen. In the hand of our God. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, let healing speak forth right now, God. Many of us, your children, oh God, are dealing with this type of sickness, ache, pain, discomfort, but on today, we come believing, oh God, but we ask you to help us with our unbelief, that we can receive a miracle of healing, whether it be physical or mental. Let healing speak up, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you for our healing. Right now with joy, we draw healing water out of the wells of salvation. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ that we dug into the well of your spirit and drink your water. Amen. Oh, Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, according to John 4:15, give us living water, oh God, so that we do not thirst anymore or go to earthly wells to draw water. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare we drink freely from the water that you have given us. It is a well of water that springs up into everlasting life, and we thank you. We bless your name, Lord. We bless your holy name, oh God, and we receive our healing on today. We decree in the past, John 7:37, we thirst, therefore, we come to you and drink living water. Our belly overflows with rivers of living water because we believe in you. We come to you with weeping, and you lead us to walk by the rivers of water where we will not stumble. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that you remembered us, that you counted us worthy of God. Hallelujah to your name, God. We drink of the water of life freely. Amen. The Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, has given to us the fountain of water of life freely, and we drink of it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. From that, we decree and declare that you are our shepherd and we shall not want. It is you, O God, and nieces, O God, that a path of righteousness for your name's sake, O God. We thank you that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Father. I was so thirsty for you, Father. I was so thirsty for you. We will speak to the rock of our salvation, and it shall bring forth this water so that we can drink. So our children can drink. So our husbands and wives can drink. So our mothers and fathers can drink. So our sisters and brothers can drink. So our grandchildren can drink. Amen. All that we love, our families can drink. We thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. We can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. Hallelujah, God. We decree and declare that we're a new creation in Christ, and our former life is not remembered, nor does it come into mind. We will be glad and rejoice in the new creation, for you have created your church a rejoicing and your people a joy. Lord, you rejoice over us and weeping and crying has departed from our lives, oh God. We just want to say thank you, oh God, that we will not labor in vain, but we will enjoy the fruit of our labor, for we are blessed by you, Heavenly Father, and we thank you, Lord God. Lord, extend peace to your church like a river. Our heart rejoices and our bones flourish like an herb, and the hand of the Lord is made known to us, and we thank you. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We decree and declare today, amen, come on, church. Lord, satisfy our soul with abundance and fill us with your goodness. Lord, we pray right now. We lift up Minister Learn on today and the Green family and all that's attached to that family. For they have lost the love of God, amen. Lord, we pray, oh God, Lord, of our comfort and Lord of our hope, oh God, that you will comfort that family, restore the hope and restore the joy. Let that be a celebration of life, oh God, as you have called your son back home to you, amen. For you called the spirit of Lord Great Cena back home to you, oh God, that they will know, oh God, to be absent from the body is truly to be present with you. And we just want to say thank you. Let peace reign over that family, oh God. Lord, be their strength, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you for the time that you have given that family, hallelujah, to be with your son. Lord, we lift up Minister Lord Green Jr. on today, and Lord, we just pray that you continue to use him mighty, that you'll continue to be his strength, be his way, be his peace, be his life, be his joy, oh God. Amen. Be his truth. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare all is well in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that your blessings all are not going and coming on today. And those of us that are traveling, we'll be traveling on today, oh God. We pray for mercy, we pray for traveling grace and mercies right now, oh God. And Lord, let there be no mechanical things, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, we just want to say thank you that we can decree and declare that it is done. And we plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle, form of transportation. Amen. Over our homes and all that's in it. Amen. Over every road, street, highway, airway, seaway. Hallelujah. Building a place everywhere our feet may tread, our heads may lay. Amen. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth over it right now. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us and those in our family and all that we love and whatever the blood of Jesus Christ is, the enemy cannot come near, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We thank you for divinely intervening right now and turning it all around for our good, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, we thank you that you're with us. Hallelujah. On this side and on the other side, amen, hallelujah. There's nowhere we can go that you're not with us. Hallelujah, Father. We bless your holy name. We decree and declare the blessing of the Lord. I speak life over us right now, and I decree and declare victory. I call you blessed. I call you healed, delivered, and set free, and empowered by the Holy Ghost of the living God. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we are blessed, and we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth as we enter in and we receive, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Amen. Will you just thank him right now, amen? Would you just lift up your hands this morning and decree and declare that I'm free? I'm free indeed, amen, hallelujah. Every shackle, every stronghold, every soul tie, strong man and messenger, Satan, has been broken and destroyed off your life, off your children, off your wife, off your husband, off your mother, off your brother, off your father, hallelujah. All that you love and concerned about right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, be free. Come on, receive your freedom. It's here for you to receive. Come on, right now, right now, right now. Hallelujah. We will no longer operate with spiritual blindness or spiritual deafness, amen, spiritual ignorance, amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that we can see with new eyes, amen, that we can hear with new ears, that we speak with a new tongue, and we have to clear the crowd, that we're going to follow Jesus, and we're not going to turn back. For all is in your hands, Father. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. Good morning, church. Welcome, welcome, and welcome. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for this day. Amen. I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. How many come and receive on today? How many come expecting God to do it? Amen. Hallelujah. We decree and declare a great turnaround. Amen. We decree and declare it's harvest time. Hallelujah. Hey, we may, you can't see it. You may have not seen it. Amen. When you plant it in the ground. But we know that the seed has been planted. Amen. Hallelujah. So we water that seed by faith. And we decree and declare it's harvest time because God is giving the increase. Amen. For the increase is in the hand of the Lord our God. Amen. Hallelujah. We talking about the blessing that make it rich and add no sorrow. Mm-hmm. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm so excited. My husband, we over here. Okay, we ain't nothing but God. We got the strength of the Lord. Amen. Yes, Lord. We've been up and we've been going.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Welcome, welcome. Welcome everyone here
yes,
to
Lord.
Sunday service this morning. We are so glad to be right here with each and every one of you.
Thank you, Jesus.
We just want to welcome each and every one of you here with us here this beautiful Sunday
yes.
Sunday morning. We are the Gospel Public Ministry.
Bye.
I am Pastor Dorsey Manning.
I'm Apostle Tawanika Manning. We welcome you.
Yes, and we just want to welcome you. Welcome every single one here from Texas, Houston, Texas, and all these areas. Welcome you, brothers and sisters. We love you so much. Thank y'all for showing up. And thank y'all for inviting us into your homes as well.
Yes,
every single one of our brothers and sisters, family members and friends in Louisiana, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Welcome.
We equally love you as well.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All of our brothers and sisters there in New York and all this surrounding areas.
Yes,
man, y'all are so beautiful, so beautiful, and so near and dear to us. Welcome here. We love y'all as well. Uncle Joel and Aunt Beatrice and all other family members and friends there in New York. Welcome Chicago, Illinois, and all this surrounding areas. Minister Lauren Green, his wife and family and friends, welcome y'all here to Sunday service. We just want to say how grateful we are. We are in this new year. You know, we say the ball is rolling. Oh, man, we're in this new year. You know, new things have come. I heard my wife just said about the seed that has been sown, you know, and we are reaping the harvest of the seed that has been sown. That's every single one of us, because God is good and he is so worthy to be praised.
Lord.
Amen. If this is your first time here in Sunday service with us, we would like for you to press 1. Press 1, let us know who you are,
yes,
where you're from,
yes,
and if you have anything that you want to bring to Jesus in prayer, this is a time to where we all come together in prayer. We thank God that we get to pray.
Amen.
You know, there's so many things that we face each and every day of our lives. See, it may be small to me what you got going on, and what I got, you know, may be the same thing, but to God, every single thing that is about you is important to him. God cares for every single one of your cares, and that's why we get to pray. We have a Savior that we get to come to and lean on. We get to come to him and lean on him and just trust in him with every single thing that is about us. So that is this time, if you have something that you want to come to God for in prayer. Amen. Amen. Sister Connie Northern, I see that you pressed 1 here this morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Yes, good morning. Good morning, all. Oh,
good morning.
My heart is
good
heavy.
Morning.
It's heavy this morning. I want to add my son, Reverend Green, his wife and family, Treadwell family, the Green family. Learn lost his dad this morning. And his sister is having a hard time with it, of course. But I know God is able. He will pull all of them through. So I just want to have a small prayer for the Green and the Treadwell family this morning.
Yes, Lord. Yes. We thank God this morning, amen, for life and life in abundance. Amen.
Yes.
We thank God that, hallelujah, he's with us.
Yes.
David said, no matter where he is, even if he's in hell, that
yes.
God was with him, whether he's alive or not. So God is always with us, amen, never leaving us, amen, never forsaking us. And we can find joy in that, knowing that God is with our brother, hallelujah, Larry Green Sr. Even, hallelujah, when he transitioned, our father was with him, welcomed him home and said, son, job well done, my good and faithful servant, amen. My Lord, my God, brother God, as we come this day, oh God, and Lord, we come just praying, oh God, that you would just continue to move and work on the family, oh God. We pray, oh God, that they will come to Christ, oh God, that they may receive the gift of salvation. Lord, as I pray, they all will be saved, oh God, because we understand and know that the time will come, oh God, that we got to stand before your presence. But on today, oh God, we pray, oh God, for hallelujah, that joy will just overtake them, oh God, that your peace will be upon them right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, that you will be their strength, oh God, to endure even right now, God, that this will be a time of celebration, oh God, knowing, oh God, to be absent from the body is to be present with you, our Father. And we just want to say thank you. Though it may not be easy for them, oh God, but Lord, we pray on today that you will ease them, oh God, that you will comfort them, oh God, in their time of loss, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you, oh God, that they will have the peace that surpasses all understanding, but even themselves will not even understand how much peace they got because it's you, oh God, for your word said the world don't give you, oh God, but you give us the peace, amen, that the world can't take it away. So Lord, we thank you for that peace right now that surpasses all understanding in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you as we celebrate the life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Though we recognize, amen, hallelujah, that the body has went back to where it should come from.
Yes.
Hallelujah, but the spirit of man. Yes. Is back with his Father. Amen. Hallelujah. So we celebrate the life that he lived here. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we thank you, oh God, that in this life, oh God, that he birthed children. Amen. And one that we've had a chance, oh God, to be able to fellowship with and minister with, oh God, our brother, hallelujah, Minister Lon Green, oh God, Jr. And we just want to say thank you, oh God, that you will continue to bless him with long life and good health and strength. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, that he will be a joy, oh God. Oh, Lord, that he'll be a staple, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, in the ministry, in the name of Jesus Christ, that many, that multitudes will, hallelujah, go to heaven because of his life, amen, that he will be that example, and we just want to say thank you, God, that your peace is upon him right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, and we decree and declare all is well.
Amen.
All is well, amen, hallelujah, and those that have a heavy heart, oh God.
Yeah.
We ask that you touch their hearts, oh Lord.
Amen.
And fill it, oh God, with their joy.
Yeah.
Oh Lord, we thank you. Lord, we ask that you fix that is broken and mend the tear in their souls.
Amen.
On today, oh God. Even right now.
Amen.
Right now, Lord. Right now in this hour. Right now as we're praying. But your word says, yet while we're still praying, you're already answering.
Mm-hmm.
You've already given your angels charge, oh God.
Yes.
And they hearken to your call. Amen. So we just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
We bless your holy name. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over the family of Minister Lauren Green.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Of
our sister Connie Northern this day, oh God. And we just pray, oh God, let your peace reign in her and over her, Lord.
Amen.
Let joy overtake her right now. Remember the good times. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth
mm-hmm.
that does all things but fail.
Yeah.
And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. It's in Jesus' name we pray. We lift you up, Sister Connie, and Minister Lauren Green. To God be the glory.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen and amen.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. We love you so much, Sister Connie. Oh, my God. You know how much we love you.
Yeah.
I can't tell you enough
how
much we love you and appreciate you. I was talking about you this morning to another sister. And not to really get off the subject, but we live this life. And I just thank God that we have life to live. And to see you on last night at the show and just the big support that you are and Sister Shavante that came out on last night to support and be a part of, be a help. We just thank God for you.
Mm-hmm.
And may the peace of the Lord, may you receive the peace. Amen. Receive it.
Thank you.
It's us
thank
to
you so much.
Amen. You're welcome. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. We thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you. God is so good.
Yes,
he is. Yeah, he is so good. You know, I talked to Minister Learn here last week, and I'm telling you, you know, we all join in. We join in with you, you know, to celebrate the life of your Father.
Yeah.
You know, just the amount that I know that your Father, you know, definitely was a God-fearing man, a reverend himself.
Mama.
So just because I know that he's gone on to be with the Lord. You know, we know what God says, you know.
Mm-hmm.
God says, you know, when you're absent from this right here body.
Mm-hmm.
He said, when you leave this right here, this body, you leave mm-hmm. this world behind. You're right there where he is. That's what God says. And we thank God. We thank God, you know, for his life. And we do join in to help you. We know this is a hard time. We don't really have the words to say. Nobody knows what to say when you're going through a time like this. But we do know this right here, that we are to come together and to love on one another and to hug one another and just to be there,
mm-hmm.
just to be there for one another,
yes,
you know.
Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to have our song selection here. We're going to have our song selection here. Everyone prepare yourself, you know, for a beautiful song. I'd like to introduce y'all to someone that we already know, my Uncle Joel. Uncle Joel, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm so glad to be back with y'all this morning. Just may God bless bless Reverend Green and what he's going through with.
Yeah.
But see, he know what God can do, and he know what God can't
Amen.
Do. And it's nothing that God can't do. But you just hang in
That's
there,
right.
'cause God's gonna bless you, and I guarantee you, you'll see it. In the future, you'll see it. You can't see it now, but you will
Amen.
See it. And I just want him to continue to bless my family and bless me, because we all go through our ups and downs. But through it all,
That's
God
right.
is still in control of everything. This is an old song that I'm sure that you heard it, Dulce. You heard it probably uh-huh. back when you were growing up. But it's an old song that this old deacon used to sing. And I'm just going to touch on a few words. Y'all just bear with me. There's a leak in this old building, and Lord, my soul, there's a leak in this old building, and my soul has got to move, my soul has got to move, my soul has got to move, there's a leak in this old building. And my soul, I got another building that not made by hand. What is so building? Keep on leaning, y'all. And my soul, what is so building? Keep on leaning, y'all. And my soul has got to move. I got another building that not made by hand. Oh, before this time, another year, I may be dead and gone. But before I go, I want to let you know that my soul has got a brand new home. What is so building? Keep on leaking, y'all. And my soul, what is so building? Keep on leaking, y'all. And my soul, I got another building not made by hand. God bless you. God bless you, Reverend Green.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank you so much, Uncle Joe, here for this beautiful song. While you were singing this song, I do remember this song that used to be sung in the church, you know. And I'm telling you, it just brings back a whole lot of memories. God bless you. May God keep you. May every single virtue that left your body be poured back into you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. At this time, we're going to partake in our communion. Amen. And we just thank God. We thank Jesus. Amen. For the finished work. Hallelujah. The Bible says, in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14 through 20, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given to you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray.
Yes, thank you, Father. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that we can now enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord, that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 27, that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves now. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins, all of our transgressions, all of our iniquities, and all of our trespasses. And cover us each, Lord, with the blood of Jesus Christ, and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we're now able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus, that you took all of our sins and transgressions, iniquities, and trespasses to the cross with you. We thank you that we can take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses. Lord Jesus, we love you. We love you, Lord Jesus, because you first loved us. Hallelujah. We remember your suffering, how you were beaten and marred and spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken so that our bodies may be healed. And we say by faith, Lord, by faith in you, by your stripes and by your stripes alone, we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for touching us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing us. We now take this piece of bread in remembrance of you. You may eat, church. Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, that Jesus, that you took the cup and you said to your disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. We thank you, Lord, because your blood is our atonement. We thank you for that. Your blood justifies us in the name of Jesus. It sanctifies us, redeems us, and cleanses us, and washes away all of our sins, all away all of our iniquities, all of our transgressions, all of our trespasses. Your blood heals us in your holy name. So we now take this cup in remembrance of you, Lord. You may drink. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we pray with love and thanksgiving. And everybody in the whole church do say amen and amen again. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What makes us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And I thank God that we have a covenant with him. We have a blood purchase covenant with Jesus Christ, knowing that we are whole again. Nothing broken, nothing missing, no lack, no insufficiency, abundantly, full of abundance. That's who we are. That's who we are because of what Jesus Christ has done. Amen. And he is a finished work in our life. Amen.
At this time, we're going to have a song selection here. We'll be back for the preached word. Amen. So stay with us. Glory to God.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power. Wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power. Jesus shed, he shed for me way back on Calvary. All the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never, never lose. Thank you, Jesus. Can reach us to the high, to the highest mountain. Yes, Lord. Yes, it'll flow. It'll flow to the lowest valley. The blood that'll give you strength to make it from death.
Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him. And immediately the boy was cured.
Amen, amen, amen again. Bring him to Jesus. Amen. I'm glad that we have the opportunity to bring every single thing that we have to Jesus. Amen. Everybody all right? Everybody ready?
Yes.
For the word of God. I would like you to help me to welcome this beautiful spirit of God. This anointed woman that God have called for this right here time, who he have called his prophetess, who he have called his apostle, to help build the church, to help bring his word forth here to every single ear that has an ear to hear and every single heart that has a heart to receive, devoted to God more than anything, devoted to her church, devoted to her family and friends, willing to yield to the Holy Spirit up early in the morning when some of us can't even get up. She's up early in the morning talking to God.
Thank you.
I would like for y'all to help me to welcome my beautiful wife, Apostle Tawanika Manning. Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You are bear with me this morning. We thank God for this opportunity once again to stand before you, be before you on this line. Amen. Being used, I give God our honor, praise, and glory. Who is the head of my life and the head of my life and the lift of my head. Amen. Hallelujah. My Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, welcome the Holy Spirit to have his way. Let us pray so we can get right into the word. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus Christ, take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you now for eternity. I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, as your word go forth, Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Father God, bless me right now, God. Touch my tongue, oh God, that I will speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost, that all who have an ear to hear, God, will hear and receive. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we thank you for your word is true, oh God, and forever established in heaven. Lord, I decree and declare, hallelujah, all that you've done, and you're about to do even the more, amen, even in this service, that all that come to receive on today will receive, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I just want to say thank you, Lord. I decree so that you may have all the increase in me right now. I decree and declare you to be on the throne of my life in and all over every areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, excuse me, church, you are the author and the finisher of my faith. In all, through all, and above all of my life. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Heavenly Father, I ask that your glory be seen on each of us. Let your glory arise on each of us as in service on today. And we thank you for, Lord, as we enter in. Holy Spirit, have your way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. If y'all bear with me one moment here this morning, just trying to work on my voice, hallelujah, so I can breathe and talk at the same time, amen, hallelujah. So one moment here. Pastor Man is going to help me out here, give me a little lemon water, a tea and honey or something here so we can enter and receive what the word of God is saying on today, amen. So God bless you. Again, I want to thank Sister Connie and Sister Shavante, Minister-elect Shavante, a shepherd, for coming out on last night and supporting us, amen. And we just thank God and allowing her child to be used Amen. We just had a good time. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm coming. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Danny. Amen. I can enter in. And let's give God some praise, because God has a plan for us. Amen. Hallelujah. He has a plan way before the foundation of this world.
Yes.
Amen. To bless us and give us a hope in the future. Amen. And not just to be in this world alone. So today our word is two are better than one.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I preached this about a couple of years ago. Amen. I told Pastor, I said, hey, I'm going to preach that word again. And I just want to see, because a lot of times God gives us new revelation. Amen. In his word. So we thank God for new revelation, new insight. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. And no understanding what that means when two are better than one.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. How many of y'all know that two is better than one?
Amen.
Hallelujah. A lot of us have been alone for a long time, and we just said, I'm tired of being alone. Lord, I know that's not what you have for me.
Yeah.
And I want you to understand that that was not the plan for God for your life.
Amen.
Because two is better than one. When we look in the Bible, and I want us first of all go to Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 through 12, and I'm coming at the New King James Version. Hallelujah. And for the sake of time, if you want to write those down, the scriptures, and you can go back to it for yourselves. The Bible says in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 4, verse 9 through 12, it says, two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift up his companion, but woe to him who is alone when he falls. For he has no one to help him up. Again, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. Amen? But how can one be warm alone? Though one may be overpowered by another, two, oh, y'all give me a moment. Two can withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. My Lord, my God. Hallelujah. Y'all bear with me for one moment. I do apologize. Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. We're going to work through this. Amen. We're going to work through this on today. I want us to understand, church, that two is better than one. There are advantages to cooperating with others. Amen. Life is designed for companionship, not isolation, for intimacy, not loneliness. Some people prefer isolation, thinking they cannot trust anyone. We are not here on earth to serve ourselves, however, but to serve God and others. Don't isolate yourself and try to go at it alone. My Lord, my God, the Bible tells us, amen, that two is better than one. We have a good report, amen. We got a good report, amen. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. A lot of us, I can do it by myself. I don't need anybody to do it. But I want you to understand, it was not designed for you to do it by yourself. Some of us want to do it without God, but you was not designed to do it by yourself. The Bible says in Genesis 2 and 18, and the Lord said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him. So even God said, all the things that he created, it was good. But it's one point in the Bible when he said it was not good. And when you get, hallelujah, in the book of Genesis, chapter 2, he didn't go any farther. He didn't wait till he got to Exodus. He didn't wait till he got to Leviticus. He didn't wait till he got to the New Testament. And Matthew said, he said in chapter 2, verse 18, after he created all things and said it was good, and he looked at man and said, it is not good that man should be alone.
Mm-hmm.
I will make him a helper compatible to him.
Amen.
I want to want you to understand, church, don't let the enemy deceive you thinking I'm good all by myself. I can do bad all by myself. You was not designed to be by yourself. my Lord, my God. See, God's creative, he created work, was not completed until he made woman. The Bible says in Proverbs 18 and 22, he who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. I want you to understand, hallelujah, you are not meant to be by yourself. See, this verse states that it is good to be married. God created marriage for our enjoyment, and he pronounced it to be good.
Amen.
The Bible says in Matthew 18, 19 through 20, he said, again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven.
Amen.
I want us to understand that he said if two. Hallelujah. If I just got you, my brother, my sister, hallelujah, I want you to understand that one is better than two. When we look at the Bible, it says, he says, again, I say to you, if two of you. Why is that? If two of you, there is power in agreement.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to know when the enemy does something. Amen. When there's an attack of lust on your life, he's not just by himself. Amen. He has others that are in agreement with him because there's power in agreement.
Amen.
Two are better than one. The Bible says, for where two or three are gathered together, in my name, I am there in the midst of them. See, Jesus, he looked ahead to a new day when he would be present with his followers, not in the body, but through his Holy Spirit. And in the body of believers, which is the church, the sincere agreement of two people is more powerful than the superficial agreement of thousands, because Christ's Holy Spirit will pray according to God's will and not their own, and their request will be granted.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Two are better than one. We see it here in Scripture. There's power. And the enemy does not want you. He wants you to isolate yourself. He wants you to believe you can do it all by yourself. He wants you to be, I don't need nobody. I can do bad all by myself. I'm good by myself. I like being by myself. That's the trick of the enemy. My Lord, my God. If it was meant that way, God would not have said in the beginning, hallelujah, Genesis 2, that it was not good for man to be alone.
Yeah. Amen.
Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God has called people to your life, but you've denied them, you have blocked them because you allow Satan, hallelujah, to entrap you, hallelujah, in his web of lies.
Yes.
Having you believe, I don't need nobody else.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. My Lord, my God. Jesus Christ, we bless you.
Yes.
The Bible says in Mark 6 and 7, amen. I don't mean to rush us this morning, but I pray you get the word. Amen. Hallelujah. We got a little time, but God's word is powerful all by itself.
Yeah.
Sharper than, hallelujah, any two-edged sword.
Yeah.
Pierces to the division of soul and the spirit. Amen. My Lord, my God, if you have been deceived by the enemy's subtle attacks, hallelujah, if you've been deceived by his words, amen, as he come in suddenly telling you don't need nobody and he's speaking to you, I want you to understand, hallelujah, you have the power
mm-hmm.
to come out.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
There's somebody that God has called for your life.
Mm-hmm.
There's somebody that God has sent, amen, to be with you here on this earth.
Yeah.
The Bible says in Mark 6 and 7, and he called the 12 to himself and began to send them out two by two and gave them power over unclean spirits. The disciples were sent out in pairs individually. They could have reached more areas of the country, but this was not Christ's plan. One advantage of going out by twos was that they could strengthen and encourage each other, especially when they face a rejection. See, our strength comes from God, but he meets so many of our needs through our teamwork with each other. Amen? So as you serve Christ, don't try to go at it by yourself.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Two are better than one, church.
Yeah.
The Bible says in Proverbs 27 and 17, iron sharpens iron.
Amen.
And one man sharpens another.
Yeah.
See, there is a mental sharpening that comes from being around good people.
Yeah.
And a meeting of the minds can help people see their ideas with new clarity. They can refine them and shape them into brilliant insights. See, me and my husband, we have these meetings of the minds. Amen. We'll come together and he'll say, baby, look, I want you to see, I know you got a way of doing things, but I just want to show you another way. I want to help you out. Let me just show you what I'm seeing. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, we sit down and have those times because there's a time of sharpening. He'll say, baby, come on. Hallelujah. We need to sharpen one another.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But how can you do that by yourself?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Two is better than one. See, I want us to understand this requires, amen, hallelujah, when we're talking about sharpening one another, amen, it requires discussion, partners who can challenge each other and stimulate thought, people who focus on the idea without involving their egos in the discussion, people who know how to attack the thought and not the thinker.
Yeah.
See, two friends who bring their ideas together can help each other become sharper.
Mm-hmm.
Two is better than one. I pray that you get the message on today. Amen. Hallelujah. Because I'm not going to be before you long. It's in the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Shabbosh. See, many were called to be together. Amen. To be a help. Come on, come on. How long are you going to try to do it by yourself? See, God did not intend for you to do it by yourself. A lot of times my husband says, are you going to just try to do that? I'm here. God sent me in your life for a reason. I'm here to be a help. We're here to help one another. Why are you trying to go after this? I understand you used to do it by yourself, but I am your help.
Uh-huh.
And he'll say to me, use me.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Are you using the help that God has sent you?
Mm-hmm.
Are you still, hallelujah, wrapped up in your own way of thinking and doing that I can do it by myself? See, I want you to understand Ruth was for Naomi. The Bible says better than seven sons who birthed a son to Naomi, who had lost her own. Aaron was Moses' spokesman to the people to bring God's people out of Egypt. Elisha was Elijah's successor, receiving the transfer of authority of Elijah's mantle, receiving a double portion to be used by God. Abraham was for Lot. The Bible says in Genesis 19 and 29, and it came to pass when God destroyed the cities of the plain that God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow when they overthrew the cities in which Lot had dwelled. See, John the Baptist was a forerunner for Jesus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. See, John the Baptist, he prepared the way for Jesus. People who did not know Jesus needed to be prepared to meet him. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 3, verse 13 through 15, then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. Verse 14 says, and John tried to prevent him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and you are coming to me. Verse 15 says, but Jesus answered and said to him, permit it to be so. Now for this is the fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he allowed it. I want you to understand, to fulfill our righteousness means to accomplish God's mission. Jesus saw his baptism advancing God's work in his life. I want you to understand that God has called people to your life to advance his kingdom.
Uh-huh. Amen.
Two is better than one.
Amen.
Two is better than one.
Mm-hmm.
I just thank God for my husband. I thank God for sending Sister Shavante.
Mm-hmm.
Sister Connie, but I thank God for my husband.
Yeah.
And when I think about it, just on last night, I hadn't been feeling well, and I'm telling my husband, came in and said, take this, babe, get this, put your head up like this, go and lay down. I got everything. Two is better than one. There's no way I could have done it by myself.
Yeah.
I could have tried, but when I realized I got help, hallelujah. God has sent you help. He sent Adam help. Hallelujah. Why are you dismissing the help? Hallelujah. Two is better than one.
Yeah. Amen.
As I get ready to wrap up here, church, and I thank you so much for the grace this morning. Amen. Thank you so much. The Bible said Abigail was for her husband, Nabal, who interceded for her husband to protect him. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 25:35, he says, so David received from her hand what she had brought him and said to her, go up in the peace to your house.
Yeah.
See, I've heeded to your voice and respected your person. her husband turned them back an empty hand. But Abigail made haste and took 200 loaves of bread, 2 skins of wine, 5 sheep already dressed, 5 seers of rooted grain, 100 clusters of raisins, 200 cakes of figs, and loaded them on dozens. And she went and did not tell her husband, amen, to protect them because 2 is better than 1. I see where you're about to fall. I see where you turn to the roadside. I see what's about to happen. But because I see it, I'm going to go because God has sent me to be your better half.
Yeah.
Because 2 is better than 1.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Abigail was to her husband.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to understand. She interceded to protect her husband.
Mm-hmm.
He turned his hand. Hallelujah. He turned his hand to David. When they asked, he sent him away empty-handed. My Lord, my God, church, God bless you. God keep you. 2 is better than 1. Amen. It wasn't long. Hallelujah. But we thank God it's powerful. The word of God does it all by itself. It does it all by itself. Lord, we just want to say thank you. You see, 2 is better than 1, and we're more fruitful that way. Hallelujah. To live life alongside other people. 2 are better than 1 in different aspects of life, such as working and you know, and doing moments of weakness and basic survival, doing moments of attack. These are general life circumstances, but that's because this truth can really be applied to any part of your life.
Mm-hmm.
2 are better than 1. It continues to be true over and over again. In moments of temptation, it is, hallelujah, it is far better to have someone beside you to keep you accountable and help you prevent you from falling into sin. In moments of despair, it is, hallelujah, it is far better to have someone alongside you to encourage you and to combat the lies or negative thoughts that fight for your attention. In moments of failure, it is far better to have another person beside you to walk through the pain with you and to help you get your back on your feet. 2 is better than 1.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If I had a little more time.
Mm-hmm.
But I pray in the name of Jesus that you understand.
Yes.
God has called you to be united.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Mm-hmm.
God himself is a relational God.
Mm-hmm.
He exists within the community of the Trinity.
Mm-hmm.
God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit
yeah.
are in an everlasting relationship with one another.
Mm-hmm.
An image bearers of the true God. We too are meant to live in community with others. Not only in this example we have been given, but it comes with great benefits.
Mm-hmm.
My Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you, Father.
Thank you.
At this time, we're going to open up the doors of the church. For 2 is better than 1. Lord, we bless your name, God.
Yeah.
We bless your holy name. If there be one on today, there be one on today.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for this word that you have poured into your servant, your Father. We thank you for her life. And we pray that every single heart was able to receive this word today. Your word, Father. We pray that every single ear that it became anointed on this day, Father. If you have never prayed the prayer of salvation and you want to be saved, you know, this is that time. This is an opportunity. Tomorrow is not promised to anyone. No matter how many times that you think that you got it all figured out and, you know, I'll just do it tomorrow. I'll do it later on. That's not promised to anyone. But I thank God I know what is promised. See, what's promised is salvation has already been made readily available for you. For you to take it. An abundant life, an eternal life, being born again. Hallelujah. Because after this world is over. See, there is nothing, another world that we enter into. See, this is that time where we have the opportunity to be on the right side. And we don't go too deep into that. Two or two is better than one. So if you have not prayed the prayer of salvation before, this is the opportunity. This is the opportunity to give your life over to Christ. Will you press one today? If you're online, will you call in? See, it don't matter where you're at. It doesn't matter where you are. You can be in another city. You can be in another state right now. But you still can pray this prayer of salvation right here, right now. Will you call in? 845-277-9213. Then press 1. Papa Tawanik and I will help you pray the prayer of salvation. The most important thing you can ever do in your living is being born again. That is the most important thing you can do, is being born again. I am a witness of that. If you are in need of prayer of anything, if you are in need of prayer of anything, now, let's understand something, church. Prayer is for the believers. See, that's the prayer. Prayer is for those who believe. Prayer is for those who have a covenant with God. Now I know everybody, you know, had the opportunity, you know, to do what you want to do. But see, when you have a covenant with God, see, God says, you know, when you come to me praying about anything in Jesus' name, he said that I will do. So because you know that you have that right to the throne of grace, there's a right. See, everybody don't have a right to the throne of grace, but you do. So will you come? Will you come today? Will you bring it all over to Jesus? When was the last time that you brought something to the altar? Or you carried it on your shoulders and carried it in your hand? Is it heavy on your heart? When was the last time that you came to God and said, God, help me? Will you press 1 today? If you are looking for a church home, Apostle Tawanik and I, we would love to disciple you. We would just love you, church, no matter where you are, no matter what city that you're in right now. Will you press 1 if you believe that the Gospel Public Ministry is a ministry for you? Not because I said it, it's because you just feel that tugging on your heart. When God say, go join up with your brother, go join up with your sister over in the Gospel Public Ministry. I have some more for you to do. Will you press 1? Amen. Lift up your hands right here where you are. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for every single opportunity that you give unto us, Father. We thank you, Father God, that your word has already been sown here into our hearts. Your word have already been sown here into our lives. And we thank you, Father God, that this word has been sown, that it's for a reason. It's for a reason to build us, to encourage us, to edify us, hallelujah, to let us know that you are our God and whom we trust. For us to build confidence in you, for us to rely on you, and we thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over us and every single thing that is concerned about us. And we say all is well with us. All is well with us and our home. We are blessed and so highly favored. We have the blessings of Abraham right now. Right now, right now. Right here in the land of the living. Because of Christ Jesus, who is our Lord and Savior, our champion, our way maker. We thank you, Lord, that we have a way maker when there is no way. Hallelujah. We can go on and on and on. But our heart's desire is to have a closer, a more intimate relationship with you, Father. And we thank you that that's your desire as well. Hallelujah.
We are blessed because you are blessed. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And the whole church do say amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Our announcement for today. Amen. Giving our honor, praise, and glory to our Heavenly Father. Amen. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Holy Spirit of the living God. We thank you right now.
Yeah.
Our announcement today, which today is Sunday, February 12th, 2023. Amen. We are in prayer right now for the month of February.
Yeah.
We started on the 1st to the 28th, so you can join us at this time at the 5 a.m. hour Central Standard Time.
Yeah.
Just call into 845-277-9213.
Yeah.
Amen. Meet us there. Amen. Where we are trusting God, we decree and declare breakthrough and deliverance and harvest time, amen, in the name of Jesus. So come on and join us, touch and agree.
Yeah.
There's power in agreement.
Yeah.
Amen. You don't have to go at it by yourself.
Amen.
We're here with you and here for you, amen. So again, February, the month of February, we're on at 5 a.m. And back in March, we'll be back to our regular time at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time for our intercessory prayer. Again, join us at 5 a.m. Central Standard Time for intercessory prayer. Wednesday nights is our Bible study at 7 p.m. right here on the church line at 845-277-9213. Again, it's at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'd like to see more of you all in Bible study. Amen. On Saturdays, starting the month of March, we're back to Saturday schools every third Saturday at 12 noon to 2 p.m. We'll be in our Saturday school. Sundays, we have our Sunday service at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Amen.
Amen. Our ministry training classes will be starting in March as well, so if you have not, you know, ordered your books or gotten with me or Pastor Manning about your material that you need, please do so that you can be in position and ready for our minister training classes will be taking place for a whole year. Amen. As we equip, everybody's getting equipped for the call and being ordained in 2024.
Amen.
Amen. Preparing for that. Amen. And we're looking forward to it. Amen. I believe that does. Okay, so we're going to celebrate birthdays today. Hey, y'all, bear with me. God, we thank you. We want to celebrate anyone that's celebrating a birthday today. Amen. The month of February, this month of February, our grandmother Helen celebrated her 88th birthday. Amen. Just here recently. And we just thank God for her life. Amen. And God will continue to bless her and increase her in good health and strength and long life.
Yes.
And the peace of the Lord be with her always. And the joy of the Lord continue to be her strength. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen. And we pray for everyone that's celebrating a birthday here in the month of February. Our daughter Sasha celebrated her birthday. Jake is celebrating his birthday.
Yeah, Jake on the 24th.
Our son Jake is celebrating his birthday on the 24th. Our nephew,
Jackson.
Amen. So many beautiful birthdays this month of February. God rest his soul. My father's birthday was February the 14th. Amen. And so my father's name is Tim, so we just thank God for, you know. Amen. Amen. God bless. Rest in peace, our loved ones. So we just pray that God will continue to bless you all with long life, peace, and joy, and the protection of God be all around about you all the days of your life. And it's in Jesus' name we pray that we bless you. To God be the glory. Pray that your day be filled with so much joy and blessings, surrounded with family and friends and loved ones. We want to celebrate all that celebrate their wedding anniversary this month of February.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We pray that God will continue to bless your union.
Amen.
Pray that God will increase in his favor and joy and peace and happiness and unity. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we come against every attack of Satan and his agents against your marriage right now with the blood of Jesus. And we declare and declare wherever the blood of Jesus Christ is, the enemy cannot come near.
Amen.
And we thank God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I believe that concludes our announcements for today. And we're going to be preparing for our next play in the month of March. as I said earlier, we thank all that attended. It was a great turnout. It was a great production. We had a really good time, and we thank God for it. Amen. Just pray for us. We want to be doing this full time. Amen. Traveling. So pray. Keep us in prayers that the players will go on the road. We decree and declare this is our appointed time. This is our set time.
Right.
Amen. That the business is going to flourish. Amen. And we're going to travel from city to city, state to state, even overseas, bringing good comedy, laughter, the message to all.
Amen.
Also, log on to the website. Tell people about it. It's called The Good Comedy, www.thegoodcomedy.com, thegoodcomedy.com, okay? And if you out there last night, we want to get your reviews. So please leave your review online. Any pictures or videos, please share with us. And we just thank God for you. Amen. And we'll believe in God for it all. Amen.
Amen.
That does conclude our announcements for today. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offering. We're going to help and wrap up here before the system cuts us off. If you have your tithes and offering prepared, you'll send those over to Cash App at Pastor Chantel or to Zelle at 832-989-3649. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you that you blessed our hands. Lord, your word said that you give seed to the sower. And we thank you, Lord God, as we plant a good soil, that we reap the goodness of the harvest in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Dear Lord Jesus, make us a ministry for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offering and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officers of your money. As it comes to us, it's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offerings and spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is not frugality. Hallelujah. Your honor, it's the wisdom of a spirit-kissed, generous heart that we give on today, Lord God. We bless your holy name, Lord. We pray all that give, oh God, that you would increase them, oh God, and all that purpose their heart to give, oh God, that you restore their stewardship to your son, King Jesus. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. At this time, we release the pastor's blessing. We here at the Gospel Public Ministry, our senior pastors, Pastor Dorsey Manny, myself, Pastor Tawanika Manny, our minister on the roster, Minister Lauren Green, Junior, we bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement to others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit and to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we bless you and we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. What a blessed word here today. Do join us here at the 2 p.m. hour. I'll be delivering a word here at 2 p.m. Apostle, quite sure, you know, she would be resting up. You know, she's really been a blessing to each and every one of us. She'll be resting, but I'll be in position. I'll be in position here at 2 p.m. hour, so do join us here at 2 p.m. The word of God is going to go forth in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now may the God of peace, that brought again from the dead our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen, amen, amen again.
Amen.
God bless you. May God keep you.
Yes,
stay in the Word of God. Keep your ears open for the Word. Amen.
Amen.
Don't allow the enemy to strip the Word of God from your hearts and from your minds.
Yes.
Remember that Satan has already been defeated.
Yes.
Jesus Christ is Lord. God loves you so, so, so much.
Amen.
We love you. We can never love you more than God loves you.
Amen.
God bless you and may God keep you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pray just for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
Sing and shout, then I